Hi, this is Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York City, and we're listening to Mr. Media.
Today on Mr. Media, that's MRmedia.com, I'll talk to Ryan McPartlin, the amazing Captain Awesome on NBC's Chuck. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MRmedia.com, brought to you today by Audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia for your free audiobook.
Okay, we're a man down. So you three really need to step it up while Ellie's out of commission.
Seven, I'm 13 weeks pregnant.
Exactly. We've already lost 13 weeks, and there are a lot of decisions need to be made. So natural or water birth? Ergo or baby Bjorn? Spanish or French as a second language? Are we going to blow it wide open and go Japanese?
Seven, the baby's not due for another 6 months.
You still have a little lead time.
Exactly. Thank you. And besides, tomorrow is Chuck's first day back at Bynemore. Oh, and Morgan's.
Thank you. A little acknowledgement goes a long way.
You know, Ellie, it's not that big a deal. Morgan and I, after all, have worked for the Bynemore before.
Well, it's still exciting, and it's safe.
It's safe and exciting.
You tired, babe? Huh? I know you haven't been sleeping well. Is the baby resting on your spleen?
Okay, Devin, seriously, you have to relax. The baby is like the size of a walnut.
Hey, watch your tone. Your drum's developing. Week 12. You won't look at everything you say.
One of the cool aspects of NBC's spy rom-com Chuck is that it has survived on the Peacock long enough for every recurring character to get a moment to shine. Jeff and Lester have their band, Ellie has a heart, Casey has a daughter, the General has, well, okay, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Big Mike loves Subway sandwiches, Morgan is a different kind of genius, and Captain Awesome, okay, just plain old awesome these days, is both a big softy and a go-to spy. Now that's a giant leap for Ryan McPartlin's character on the show. For a long time, he was the guy who walked in and out of scenes, often shirtless, looking, well, awesome. He got credit for doing things no mere mortal, certainly not Chuck, could do, and always wound up smooching or in the clinch with his fiancée, now wife, on the show, Ellie, played by the luscious Sarah Lancaster. Not a bad deal, but not exactly a meaty role until recently. Last season, however, McPartlin's patience on the sidelines paid off. He, like Chuck, became a bit of an accidental spy himself and was entrusted with the secret of Chuck's giant brain and new physical prowess. It was one of many fun twists on a show that excels in taking viewers places we never expected and always enjoy exploring. This season, he and Ellie have a bun in the oven. You just know it's going to be awesome. Ryan McPartlin, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks for having me.
Ah, pleasure to have you here. So, a bun in the oven. Was that an expected twist for you?
You know, I felt like it was the natural place to go to raise the stakes for the show. Now that there's going to be a child on the way, it's not just us that we have to keep safe, but a baby as well. So the spy world becomes that much more dangerous.
Hmm. And will it complicate things further with you and Ellie? Or as my daughter wants to know, will you be recruited again by the CIA?
I don't think I'll be recruited again by the CIA. I think the complications will come in the fact that I'll try and do everything as awesome as possible, where Ellie's going to want to probably have some room for mistakes to be made. And, you know, I just can't accept that. And there'll be a lot of relationship drama that'll play out that you see in a traditional sitcom. That's the fun of our home life. I feel like it grounds the show. So there are some moments that are really sweet and tender and also really funny as well that everyone can relate to.
Now, I mentioned that the writers gradually found a way to make you less set dressing and more action figure. When did you first sense that your role was evolving?
I knew when I was the first one on that was getting clued in to Chuck being a spy, had to go big with this, and they were going to put a lot on my plate. It was the end of the second season. And then the beginning of the third season, it was great because Angie Harmon came on, helped me over buildings. And then it was just such a fun thing to play. Like, I was such a fish out of water because I was so used to being able to do everything in such an awesome, fantastic way that to be in a real life-threatening situation was not as easy as I expected it to be.
And
so,
was it,
at that point, I knew that this was more.
Was it worth the wait?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great character arc. And I, you know what? I feel like we have a lot more stories to tell, so hopefully the fans stay as vocal as they've been and keeping us coming back, and we get to keep chugging along.
Well, speaking of coming back, Chuck was only renewed for 13-episode season this year, but the show's lead-in, the event, has become such a big hit. I imagine that's not hurting the show. Chuck, any rumblings of maybe a bigger episode order?
Well, we're hoping that we don't have the same issues that we've had in the past. We don't know yet. We hope to hear this week or next week if we're going to get more episodes this season. But we're just like that little engine that could, and ratings don't seem to matter to our show. We just keep coming back no matter what. And that's largely due to the fans. And there's so many different outlets that you can watch Chuck on, and I think they take that into respect that we're such a big hit on iTunes, on Hulu, on NBC.com, that they're trying to figure out what to do with our show necessarily, because it's not your traditional, oh, check your Nielsen ratings and see how the show's doing. They look at everything and look at the big picture, at their brand, to be honest. And thankfully, we're a part of that.
That's great. That's great. It's a big favorite in our house. Folks, you can see Ryan Awesome McPartland every Monday night in the NBC spy rom-com Chuck on NBC. And if you need to catch up on the show, order seasons 1 to 3 now at a great price at MrMedia.com. Ryan McPartland, thank you so much for joining us today on Mr. Media.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Hope to see you, see and hear you again. Thanks a lot. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, please surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com. That's where you can find my previous interviews with Yvonne Strahovski, Josh Gomez, Vic Sahai, and so many others from the show. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com. Look for Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening.